Bekorbocho mitnei Hashem vayamusu. I don't want to spend too much time on this. There's a famous Rashi over here. The Rashi gives a moshul of a chile, a sick man who went to a doctor. And the doctor said to him, do not eat radish, do not sleep in certain places because it can harm you. Another doctor came and said to him the same thing and said, don't eat radish because your friend who ate radish died. So the Torah says over here, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Achrim Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron Bekol Vosim Pnei Hashem Vayimusu Vayim Hashem Moshe Daber El Aaron Echicha Vayyobu Bechaleis El HaKodesh. The Pasuk is telling us that Aaron HaKohen was told this particular halacha after he had seen and been warned that somebody else did the same thing and died, you make sure you don't do the same thing. And on here the Darkei Musa and many other Bani Musa express a tremendous amount of surprise that even Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, had to be actually shown a very descriptive happening in order to make him aware of how bad a particular thing is. If a person doesn't realize how important Musa is to have graphic details, to have graphic descriptions in your mind of how bad an Aveira is and how wonderful the mitzvah is, how a person can fall. Look at it, Ayin Shom, if you have the time, it's a very, very interesting piece in Darkei Musa over here. The Pasuk says, V'yema Hashem HaMoshe Dabel Aaron Echicha V'al Yovoi B'chol Eis El HaKodesh, which means Hashem said to Moshe, tell Aaron your brother, V'al Yovoi B'chol Eis El HaKodesh Mi Beis Aparoiches El Pnei HaKapires Asher Al Ha'oroim V'lo Yomus Ki Ba'onon Eroi Al HaKapires. Which means Hashem says to Aaron, to Moshe, tell Aaron your brother. The question is why? Which Aaron are we talking about? Aaron is cousin. What's Aaron Achicha? V'al yovi b'chol eitzel ha-kodesh. Mi beisa pareiches. El p'nei ha-kapoyres asher al ha-or. Obviously. P'nei ha-kapoyres is asher al ha-or. V'lo yomus. Ki ba'onan eroa al-kapoyres. What is this issa here of lo yovi b'chol eitzel ha-kodesh? This is in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Beis. Says Rashi, Ki ba'onan eroe, ki tomed ani nireshom, I am constantly found there, im amoid anoni, with the amad ha'onon, ulefi shegoli shchinosi shom, and because my shchin is revealed there, yizoher shle yargi loboi, you should make sure that you're not too frequent in coming. Zehu pshutoi, that is a posha pshat. Says Rashi, that Aaron HaKohen is warned because the Shekhinah is found there, don't come there. What's Peshat here? What's Peshat here? On the contrary, you're always encouraged to go to yeshivas and to shuls. What's the problem over here? So Chaim Shmulevitz has one of the most famous pieces on Purim Chol Torah Kula. He describes this pasuk in a fantastic detail. He says that this, The Chosid Yaivitz brings on the Pasuk in Yecheskel Memvav Tet. He says, the Pasuk says that Akadosh Baruch Hu warns through the Navi, Ubevoi Am Ha'oret Lifnei Hashem B'moyadim, and when Klal Yisrael come to the Yomim Tovim, Derech Shah Tzvoyna Leishtachavois, those who come through the Tzafon gate, through the north gate, Yetzei Derech Shah Negev, they should go through the southern gate. Vahabod derech shah ha-negev, and those who came through the southern gate, yetzei derech shah tzvoyna, they should go through the northern gate. Le-yoshuv derech ha-shah asher bo-boy, they should not go through the same gate that they came. Ki nochecho yetzei, you should go through the opposite gate. Why is that? So he explains. The Chofetz Chaim explains this pasuk. Because through a person going through the same way as he came into the Beis HaMikdash, he become heimish to the Beis HaMikdash. He'll become with a feeling of lesser feeling of awe. He'll become comfortable with the situation, in as much he's going to lose respect for the mitzvah, lose respect for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now let's understand this. We're dealing here with people who are going to the Beis HaMikdash, where they saw the Shekhinah, and they are going to Alila Regal, and they're going to see the same place twice. And by seeing the same place twice, that is enough to make them feel comfortable and have contempt for the mitzvah. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. The person will not leave, go through the same gate twice. In the Beis HaMikdash. From here we learn, says the Chosid Yaidetz, that this was a chet of the Egel. Moshe Rabbeinu after the Egel, not a soil chutz machne harchik min machne. V'chol mevakesh es Hashem holech el ha'oil asher mechutz machne. That the reason why Klal Yisrael served the Egel was because Moshe Rabbeinu allowed Klal Yisrael to have too much contact with Kedusha. They became too familiar with it. And familiarity breeds contempt, and that is why they made the Egel. And then straight after the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu took his oil, harchik min ha'machne, far from the machne, and planted his oil far from the machne, that they shouldn't have this feeling of behaimish, of being heimish with it. My father always says, too heimish is behaimish. Too heimish, too familiar is behaimish, is animal-like. Says from Chaim Shmulevitz, that there is nobody greater than Aaron HaKoyen. That's Pasuk over here. V'daber Hashem Moshe, daber el Aaron Achicha. Aaron, your brother. Beginning with Aaron Achicha, Moshe Benu's brother, Aaron HaKoyen, who before he went to the base of Migdosh, he prepared himself for 7 days with korbanos and with tshuva. Where did he go? He based up reiches of nekapayrus ashel ha'orin. He saw the anani hakovud. He saw the Hashem in front of him, and he loyove b'chol eis. He can't come whenever he wants, because even though he's Aaron HaKoyen, even though he's going to prepare himself, even though he's going to bring korbanos, even though he's going to see miracles in the Beis Hamikdash or in the Mishkan, still loyove b'chol eis, because the biggest enemy of growth is familiarity. So says the Chaim Shmulevitz. The biggest enemy of growth is familiarity. If a person feels too heimish, feels too connected with something, he loses respect for it. And a person even loses respect for something he loves dearly, he can lose respect for. It's brought down in the Medrash there with Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Makrinisa, there's a very a noble woman who said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said this, a similar mention in the Mishnah, and she said, I can prove it, I'm a very, very pretty woman, and my uncle is supposed to marry me, but because we grew up in the same house, he married somebody much uglier than myself. We see very strange things. We see very, very, where a person has a very pretty wife, and then they go out and have an affair with a really ugly woman. And it happens very frequently. But you think to yourself, you know, what is he? He's such a pretty wife. Why is he hanging out with Kamala Bowles, you know? Yeah? We have Prince Charles, Prince Stanley, what's he hanging around with Kamala Bowles? What's going on here? And you see, it's mummish familiarity breeds contempt. Familiarity breeds contempt. It's an unbelievable thing. A person who's something they get used to, they start despising. It's mummish, it's an unbelievable concept. Says Chaim Shmulevitz, he says that this is the greatest enemy of growth. Becoming mitzvahs hanoshim v'lamodo. Becoming too used to something. One Pesach goes into another Pesach, and you start getting used to Pesach, and davening looks like another davening, and you become the regular FFB. That is the biggest churban for Baal Teshuva. It's the biggest churban that Rabbi Rogan Miller used to say, how do you know Baal Teshuva is becoming really, from now he starts schmoozing during Kriyas HaTorah. Now he knows he's really made it. That's Rachman al-Islam. It's a terrible thing. A person has to understand that lo yovei b'chol eis. A person has to make gedorim. A person has to realize the kedusha of different mitzvahs. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, who once stood in the mirror, and he started crying. And he said, I can see hundreds of young boys learning Torah. And what are they learning? They're learning, what does Hashem want? What's the Das Elyon? And he said, I'm crying because HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to listen to your Torah. What an unbelievably beautiful thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tuch Avrus are sitting next to each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting there listening. And word for word, Toivi Torah's Pichot Me'alti Zavah Chesed. It's not Torah's Pichot, your mouth. When you're learning Torah, Hashem is murmuring the same words of Torah with you. And a person can just go out and answer his mobile phone because he's learning Torah the whole time. That is Loyove B'chol Eis. A person has to realize that every mitzvah is surrounded and clothed with Kedusha and Tahara. And Loyove B'chol Eis, don't allow yourself to be dampened by familiarity. David HaMelech says, achar she'alti me'eis Hashem o'isa avakeish, shifti be'eis Hashem koli me'chayai, let me sit in the house of Torah all my life, lachzois b'nayim Hashem ulevake ve'heicholoi. Every time I go in, it should be like a bikur. It should be like going in for just four visits. Every day of yeshiva, you should think this is the last day of yeshiva for your life. Every day you should daven and think it's the last time you're going to daven. Make sure they don't have familiarity. Don't think that the whole life is b'chol eis. Every time should be unique. Every time should be put with it with a new koyach, a new kedusha.
Much also, you have to leave the rabbi. It's not just about your attitude going in. It's also about going out. When you go out, you also have to have that attitude. No.
Anybody from the base middle should learn that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to leave with the right attitude.
Otherwise, you don't come back to the right attitude.
And I might not be back, but I'm
that's right.
Not there, you know, like,
well, Chaim Shmuel Levitt says a chiddush. Rebbekowitz mentioned it a few weeks ago. But he said a chiddush, and as he brought on this piece over here, he said that is why yeshivas have beinah zmanim. Now, I'm not sure he means why yeshivas have beinah zmanim for Pesach and what have beinah zmanim for Sukkot, because as Yom Tov, people go back to their parents or back to the family. But I think he means why do people have, why do yeshivas make beinah zmanim just before Elul Zman? You're growing through the whole sphera. You're going through the sphera, and you're going past Lag BaOmer, which is a Yom Tov of Torah Shabbat Peh. And then you're going through Torah Shabbat, and you're growing, and you're growing, and you're going, growing through the 3 weeks on Tisha B'Av, and realizing Schar BaOnesh. And then you go off to the beach. What's up? And then you come back for Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it's Rosh Yom Kippur Katan, and then it's Tzkei Shofar, and then it's, why did the Rosh Shiva let us get away with this? You could easily not do it. So don't make Beinah Zmanim, make maybe Sukkah slightly longer, and don't have it before Elul. So he brought a posuk. The posuk says, Al tesamchi oyvosi li, kinefalto kamti ki eshev. I'm not sure exactly. He says, the posuk is Micho Zayin Ches. B'choyshech Hashem orli. Another chazal say, Ilulei shenefalti lo kamti. V'ilulei sheyishavti b'choyshech lo yohoya Hashem orli. We are thanking, Michal is thanking that Kadosh Baruch Hu left us in the dark. Because if we weren't in the dark, we wouldn't appreciate the light. And if we hadn't fallen, we wouldn't appreciate getting up again. The reason why we have Messiah here, what yeshivas do is Messiah. This is not just some educational directors got down together and decided to do things. This is Messiah. This is Gedolei Olam. Gedolei Olam deciding on something. This is Das Torah on the highest level, deciding when Bochrim Shah have been as money, when Avreichim Shah have been as money, is Chochmas Elyon, is what Rabbeinu Shlomo wants. That's how they describe it. Why do they want it? Because when a Bochrim comes back to Elul Zman, he should realize how empty his life has been without Torah. He should realize that what of 3 weeks he's had, well, how can you compare this to coming back to a Geshmak in the Sechta?
I realize that this
lost by this money. Very, but you need that before Elul. And because you know why? Because you'll forget that by Elul. And by Rosh, before that, before you come to Rosh Hashanah, you need a whole new, sometimes never kind of feel it, to appreciate the coming back up again. To come back after 3 weeks of wasting your time on the beach and, you know, drinking another hot, a warm Diet Coke. And you're just wasting your time for 3 weeks, and you come back and you open a Gemara and you're starting learning a Gemara B'il, and then you're doing, having Musa say it and have a Lachat say it. Your whole life is different, and you realize that it's such a waste of time. Gashmius is so not for me. Ruchnius is what life is all about. And that is why they made Beinah Zmanim then. And therefore, although sometimes, unfortunately, people don't realize this message, but in the majority of cases, it's more useful that people should have this nefila and can't stand back up again than not have this lesson at all. And this is a lesson of Yovel B'Chol Eis
HaKodesh. The Pazuk in the Mita was that the darkness is my light?
Yes. But because of sitting in darkness, I saw the light.
But what's the point, Rabbi? Is the point to ultimately you be able to learn the lesson to such an extent that when the Beinah Zmanim is going to come around, that we don't drop to those levels that we have in the past, because we learned our lesson.
Halavai, we learned our lesson, but what we're saying here is, Loyavi B'chol Eis, even Aaron HaKoyen can miss out the lesson. If we can be greater than Aaron HaKoyen and be totally revitalized each time that we mummish in the same level as after Beinah Zmanim, you're right. But there's very few Aaron HaKoyens in Yeshiva. And that is a lesson that even the greatest people need chizuk. My sefer, the sefer who I got my tefillin from, is a very, very choshev yid. He said to me, there are many people ask him what machshava you should have when you put on tefillin, because tefillin is, his connection with Bnei Yerushalayim, he said, listen, forget about all the Kabbalah ideas behind it. In 20 years' time, when you put on tefillin, try and put on tefillin the same excitement you put it on the first time you put on tefillin. That's all you should try and do. Don't just do the black wrap, you know, without any emotion. With the same simcha that you put it on for the first time, do put on tefillin, try and use that even minutest amount of that simcha to put it on later on in your life. That is our avodah. Layovi b'chol eis. Appreciate that what we have. Appreciate we have Yeshiva, what we can learn Torah. Appreciate that we have mitzvah. Appreciate that we have Shabbos. Appreciate we have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's beautiful things. Don't forget that experience. And certainly with Balei Tshuva, they've approached the subject with mature minds. And they've chosen the Shabbos, and they've chosen mitzvahs with a mature mind, and you've thought it through carefully. And therefore you have the prize, you have the gift of appreciating mitzvahs. Don't allow that to slip from your hands. The Pasuk says, Pasuk Gimel, Bezois Yovei Aaron al-Kodesh. Bezois with this Yovei Aaron al-Kodesh. Now those who like the Makris, it's a very interesting thing. How we made sure that we don't allow ourselves to slip and we allow ourselves to be in the autopilot mode of Yovei B'chol Eis. Bezois, if you look in the Machzor, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there are three words where everyone yells top of their voice. Utshuva, Utshuva Tzedaka. Right, everyone yells, Mamish, and Utshuva Tzedaka Tzedaka. Look on top of the words, Utshuva Tzedaka Tzedaka. There are three words. On top of tshuva it says koil. On tshuva tefila it says mamon. And on stocker it's tshuva it says koil. Tefila it says on top of tshuva it says soil. Tefila it says koil. And on stocker it says mamon. Yeah, soil, koil, mamon. What's the gematria of soil? Tzoyim. Sadi Vav Mem.
136.
What's the gematria of Koil?
136.
What's the gematria of Mamoy?
136.
Bezois Yovei Aaron al HaKodesh. In order to make sure that we don't allow ourselves to drop in Madrega and to appreciate mitzvahs, we need Tzoyim Koil and Mamoy. We need Tshuva Tefillah Tzedakah. That is how we make sure that we keep in the same Madrega. Bezois with all these three Yovei Aaron al HaKodesh. There's a pasuk
in the midst. Each one's 136.
Each one's 136. How much is it altogether?
Zos.
How much is altogether? Zos. 136, 136, 136 is 408. Matria of Zos. Zos Yovei Aaron al-Kodesh. With these three, Koil, Tzoyim, and Mamon, Yovei Aaron al-Kodesh. The parent of Tshuva. 408.
Yeah.
The parak of tshuva in the Tehillim is a parak of Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, it says Ish Va'ar L'Yeda Uchsil L'Yavin Ezois. What's the gematria of Ba'ar? Base Ayin Reish. 272. What is 272? Twice 136. If you think that you can do tshuva, ish ba'ar l'yeda, uchsil l'yovin es zois. A person who is a fool, he's a ba'ar, he thinks he can get away with just soim and koil, or just one of the two. He doesn't realize l'yovin es zois, he doesn't realize need all three.
Where's this from?
Who says it? I think it's the Chidor. Ish ba'ar l'yeda, he thinks only need two of them. Uchsil l'yovin es zois, doesn't realize, he's an idiot, he doesn't realize he needs zois. In the midst of Shilia and Shabbos, the possible dealing with Tshuva. Let's move on.
Wow, so what are they?
So in the Koil Mammon, Tshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah.
Those are the kings not becoming a zombie? What?
Yeah.
Tshuva,
Tefillah,
Tzedakah. Some is the past.
Koil is
Tefillah, Tzedakah. Mammon is Tefillah.
The possible moves on to a very, very fascinating, interesting topic of the Aveda of Yom Kippurim. And from seeing the whole Aveda of Yom Kippurim, there's one particular Aveda that sticks out as being extremely strange. The Soil Azazel. The Azazel, what is the Soil Azazel? So the parasha talks about where you bring two Seirim. You bring two Seirim, one Seir, Yishecht, it's a Kodesh Hashem, Yishecht, and his blood is sprinkled on the Pariches, on the Oroi, yeah, and Mizbeach Hazav. And the other Seir is left alive and is taken out. He's taken out to the Midbar and he gets thrown down. Explain the Banu Musa, if this is a Yom Kippur and it's done in the base of Migdosh, it's obviously something that is very, very close to home. It's a very, very deep message you have to learn about Tshuva. What is a message? So they say like this, it's beautiful, two beautiful pieces. Rav Moshe Motka Epstein and Rashi Chevron says like this. He says, with a moshel, he says, imagine you go to a train station and you see two trains, identical trains. They both look exactly the same. Yeah, may have a different name on the front. Yeah, Waterloo, another one may have Prince of Wales or something. You've got two trains standing in this train station, one on platform three, one on platform four. They look exactly the same. A person who doesn't know much about trains knows he has to catch a train. He goes on the train. A person who knows a little about trains realizes that one train can be going, although they're next to each other now, but slowly, 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 if you follow the tracks along, one can be going totally north, one totally south. And very, very slowly, in a very short period of time, the distance between the trains could be hundreds and hundreds of miles, although they're standing right next to each other now. What the Soila Hashem, the Soila Zazel is telling me is that you can have two sheep, two goats that are look the same price, the same height, the same age. They could even be brothers, and they're standing next to each other. But what happens? One is taken Kodesh Hashem by a girl. He's taken Kodesh Hashem. He's chosen to be Kodesh Hashem, and his blood is taken on the Orev and the Mizbeach Hazav and the Kapayas, and he's Kodesh Hashem. And the other sheep right next to him, with the same opportunity at one stage, is taken out to be Lazazel, and he gets taken out in a Midbar, thrown down, crushed to death. That is a lesson of Yom Kippur. They can get two people the same opportunity. One chooses to be Kodesh Hashem and he ends up in a Kodesh HaKadoshim. The other one chooses to be La'azazel and he ends up crushing his bones all over the place. I once had two Talmidim in English fellowships that came on the second year, the February program, and I had a discussion with them. They had the tickets to go back the next day. And they both had what to go back to. One had to go back to a job, one had to go back to university. And I had a long discussion with them. I had them in my house over Shabbos. One of them in my house over Shabbos. The other one didn't want to come because we were all scared of him coming in. And one decided that he's going to stay in yeshiva for a year. The other decided he really can't do this, he has to go back. Today, the one who stayed in yeshiva for a year is on the process of taking smicha. He had three wonderful children. He's a mamish of Ben Torah. A Ben Torah that I really admire and respect. The other one, Nebuch, is Michal Shabbos. He's unmarried. I think he's working as a surveyor in Leeds or Birmingham or somewhere. And they're both soil. They're both standing next to each other, look the same, they smell the same. they're very, very similar.
Which one came to Shabbos?
The one who I managed to convince, Baruch Hashem. And today, look, and look at the life. One is sitting, Behechel Hashem. One is sitting. I hope he's going to marry a Jew. That is the lesson of Soil Azazel, of Soil Hashem. But there's a deeper lesson, and this is an unbelievable lesson brought down by Shamshon Mefaldesh. He says, if you look in the Pasuk says,
the first word in the translation
was by whom? Reb Moshe Motcha Epstein. He was Rosh Hashiva of Chevron. He says, if you look in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, "V'lokach eshnei ha-se'irim," you should take two se'irim, "v'hemid oiso mifnei Hashem," and stand in front of Hashem, "pesach oil moyed." "V'nosan Aaron al shnei ha-se'irim goyrolois," Aaron should put the name goyrolois. "Goyrol echad la-Hashem, v'goyrol echad la-Azazel," one goyrol goes to Hashem, one goes to La-Azazel. "V'hikriv Aaron es ha-so'ir asher olo olo pa-goyrol," and Aaron Kohen should be makriv, the soil that has on it the goel la Hashem, va'asor chatos, make it into a chatos. Va'asor asher olo olof ha-goel ha-zozel, and the soil that has the goel of ha-zozel, yomad chai lifnei Hashem, he shall yomad chai stand chai live lifnei Hashem, lechate olof. Now, what's this Yom Adcha? Why say Yom Adcha? You should leave him alive. So, we have to go a little bit into sheep psychology here. Into goat psychology, I'm sorry, goat psychology. If goats can think, let's say goats can think. They can think a little bit. Let's try and say these are extremely intelligent goats. And they can really think of the situation. Now, you get two goats, and they are taken to the base of Mikdash. And they're petrified. They know one is going to be the Hashem, and one something else is going to happen. They're petrified. They don't know what's going to happen. You know they're going to be taken for something. They're not taken there to be let out loose. Something's going to happen to these seirim, and they're both shaking away. The Kohen takes out Goyrel and says, "Okay, you are Kodesh Hashem." Fantastic, Kodesh Hashem. The other goat looks on jealously. He's Kodesh Hashem. Wonder what I'm going to be. And Azazel, what's Azazel mean? Poor me, Azazel. Know what that means? Then he watches his Kodesh Hashem getting shattered, and his blood being sprinkled all over the place, on the Mizbeach Azov, on the Oroin, on the Kapores, and he's Yom Adchai. He's standing there alive, and he thinks to himself, "Ah, this Frumma, this Kodesh Hashem, he's shattered, and I'm alive, but I'm still in the confines of the base of Mikdash. Maybe I'm going to be killed." Suddenly this Israeli, this Ish Itti, this Israel guy comes along and takes him for a walk. Outside, way outside the confines of the base of Mikdash. He's free man. And he's closing his eyes, his beard in the air, sniffing the fresh country air. And the pinnacle of his enjoyment is he stands on the top of a rock, looking at the whole scenery around him and thinking to himself, "Ah, this is a life. This is what life's all about. This poor Frumma is shattered, his blood sprinkled. This is what I am today." All of a sudden, he gets thrown down to the rocks and his blood is splattered all over the rocks, and he's Lazazel. Left there Lazazel while his friend's blood is sprinkled on the Oren Hashem. Moshe Nodav Adoyman, let's make it a little bit more practical. You have a friend that you live in together in university. Yeah? And you know he's done Aliyah, he's moved to Israel, you're not sure what he's doing. You heard he's working somewhere. One day, you know, you're riding from your apartment, riding to curl in your apartment with your yeshivish shiny trousers. And it's a boiling hot day. Boiling hot day, you've got your rucksack on your back. And you're puffing and panting, and the light turns red. And there beside you drives this gorgeous brand new Lexus. Tinted windows, everything, a sports Lexus. And what's that?
This is in Israel.
And you're waiting there, like puffing and panting, sweat pouring down your face, and the window goes down. This tinted window goes down, and this guy looks at you with his Rolex on his arm, takes his glasses off, he takes his Ralph Lauren sunglasses off, and he gives a look at you, and he says, "Jim, is that you?" And Jim says, "Bob, I haven't seen you for years. How's it going?" And they have a good discussion. He says, "But I'm not Jim anymore. I'm Chaim Yankov. And I'm in Kodal." And the guy says, "Nice. Okay, nice seeing you." Light turns green. And he closes his windows. And he's with his turbo engine. He's off. He's off. And you put your foot back on the pedal. And you carry on pedaling to Kodal. Yom Adchai lifnei Hashem. Yom Adchai lifnei Hashem. This guy looks at you, like, Yom Adchai, this Frumma, look at him with his shiny trousers and his bike. I've got this beautiful car. Yom Adchai. Rahman al-Islam. Many people do not use the money for the right thing. And many people end up lazaza. And this person who dedicates his life to Torah, who's in Heichal Hashem, his blood, his sincerest nefesh, is in base of Mikdash, in the Kodesh Hashem, connected to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ashreinu Matzeiv Chokeinu, how lucky we are. That's what we have to remember. Now sometimes it hurts us, you know, our friends are doing so well and they come back. But we're Sori Hashem. They're not necessarily Sori Lazozo, but we're more certainly more Sori Hashem. That's the lesson of Sori Hashem, Sori Lazozo. Chaim Kaplan said a very good marshal. Chaim Kaplan was a Shiva of Shiva Katana in Gateshead. He says, imagine a person doesn't know much about fish. He sees a fish, I think I said this marshal before, he sees a fish in a tank. And the fish in the tank is hardly swimming around, it's moving around very gently. And suddenly the person puts takes a fish out of the tank, and then he starts jumping around. So the person doesn't know much about fish. He says, oh, this fish is really enjoying himself. He's jumping around and hopping and dancing. Other fish is like half alive. He says, if you know a little bit about fish, that's monogaisis. It's a simile, it's soon going to die, that's why it's hopping around. You get people, you know, this person who goes to shul and he's got his routine and he goes to kollel and he learns and he has his musa seder and he has his chumash seder and he goes back and you get this person and as he's speaking to him, his palm pilot is ringing and he's got an email on his phone and he's got his, his laptop is bleeping in the car, some orders are coming in and he's flying here and he's flying there and he's running and making more and more orders. That's monogaisis. Person's running away from himself. Why does he need it all? Sit down, learn. Spend much less a day. The fact that he needs is monogaisis. A person should be happy with a little bit less and connected to Rabbeinu Shlomo. One has to realize where we are is mamish, the best possible place you can possibly be. Mamish Kodesh Hashem. Let's move on here. The Pasuk says in Perek Yitches, I'm skipping a lot now. Perek Yitches, Pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. K'maisa Eretz Mitzrayim Ashi Shaptim Bo. The Maisim of Eretz Mitzrayim that you dwelt in, Loisasu. Do not do. Or K'maisa Eretz Kanan Ashi Ani Mevi Eschem. And the Maisim of Eretz Kanan that I am bringing you, Shoma over there, Loisasu. Do not do. Or B'chukaisehem Loiselechu. And do not do their chukim. Do not follow in their chukim. Now, what is chukim? Bach, what is a chuk?
Something that even though we may have some sort of explanation for it, we can't really say right. We just do it because Hashem says so.
Which means it's a mitzvah without a reason. Okay. A reason we have no idea where it comes from. Does it make sense to have a chuk made by secular society?
Absolutely.
Who said so?
It's still pure.
What's that?
It's going to still fear. Well, that's why that's not without a reason, though.
A chok means there's a certain chok. No, that's not without a reason. You have to understand. Nobody can get away in secular society and make a chok.
Ultimately, they're all choks.
Why?
Because there's no bottom line. There's no real reason to be doing it.
Of course, it's. I want to protect society. I want to put welfare in society. I want to protect myself. I want to make sure you're protected.
It's all surface level.
Fine, but it's all reason. Where do you find a chok? A person stands up and says, you know, there was a right loony left party in England. He was, what was his name, Lord?
Warren Biden.
No, remember loony left, a completely crazy guy. He got into
Such.
Lord Such.
Such.
Yeah, he used to go around the crazy thing. The raving loony party.
He's dead now.
Yeah, he was dead about a year ago. The raving loony party. He's going to paint all the lampposts pink in England. Why? Because he says so. You know, he never got into Parliament, but he had like a whole political thing. And he had a whole following. He was a real nana. But everyone realised the guy's an idiot, and if he didn't have much of a following, how do you get a chok in secular society? How do you get a chok in the secular system? Says Rashi, "Upuchukiseim leiselechu, ma hiniach hakosuv shloy oma ele." What does the Pasuk add when he already said, Uchamaisa Eretz Kanan, and he already says, Kamaisa Eretz Mitzrayim, what does he add on Ubuchukhe Sayyan? It says, Rashi, Eilu Nimusay Shalahem. These are the Nimusays. Dvorim Hachakukin Lahem. Things that are Chakuk are established by them. Kagoyim, Tartiois Vit Stadios. Theatres and stadiums. Theatres and stadiums.
Is that when it's Oscars for theatre?
That's what he says. Theatres and stadiums. Let's understand this. Where does a chok come from in Torah? Where does a Torah chok come from? Torah Chok comes from Das Elyon, from Rabbeinu Shleilim. We don't understand. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said there's a Chok, there's Shatnas, and there is Paraduma, and there is whatever it is. It's a Chok. So we follow, which means it comes from Das Elyon. It comes from Das Elyon. Where does a Chok come from Goyim? Must be from Das Tumah, from Koyach Tumah. Which means just like there is a certain out of the realm power that made us to chukim when it comes to the Torah, i.e. Rabbeinu Shloilam, so too there's a certain understood chok amongst the goyim which nobody really expressed. Where does it come from? Must be from a different power, i.e. the Koyach Tumah.
So theaters and circuses doesn't mean by keeping them happy and satisfied you can do anything.
Which means like this. There's nothing wrong for a goy to go to a theatre or to a circus. There's nothing wrong. And there's nothing wrong for a goy to follow sports. It's probably a lot better if you follow sports than if you follow Middle East politics. Because you don't stand much of a chance. But the idea behind this is that we have to realise that we as Jews have no place in following their chukim. Because we as Jews have no place in believing and following what is established as a secular ideal or a secular part of life. That is what we should not be following. There's no reason why a Jew should have to be a sports fan. There's no reason behind it whatsoever.
What's the answer to your question? How do you get a hook to stick in the...
How, you know who did it? The Yetzer Hara. That's how he got in there. No man established it. Sports, Yaakov Weinberg has a whole tape on it. Sports is a whole idea where I don't mind paying an individual to work very, very hard to do something I can't do. You lose all your identity, you connect your identity to a team rather to who you are. The mussar behind it, one level after another. You know, who are you? I'm Arsenal. When you are Arsenal? You happen to, you know, what you happen to space out over television for hours at a time every time Arsenal have a game. People spend hundreds and hundreds of pounds flying from place to place, Jamie, right? It's unbelievable. There's no reason why a Jew should have to follow sports. There's no reason. There's so much more to follow.
Is it awesome?
Is telling me that although there's nothing awesome about it in the Torah, there's no place that you should be doing it.
That's not trying to
look, they say it's chukas agoy is not an individual mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that encircles and explains all the other mitzvahs. There's a certain mitzvah that one does as a Jew and a certain mitzvah one does just because one doesn't do this. There's nothing wrong with going on a cruise. But why are you going on a cruise? Because a goyim go on a cruise, and we have a glatt kosher cruise. We have glatt kosher. We have Jewish rock groups or Jewish rap music. Is there anything it's in the Torah deraisa? Moshe said to Klai Yisrael, you may not listen to rap music. But why rap music? Why do you have rap music? It's taken directly from the goyim. Yeah, we have. It's unbelievable. You have techno music for what for? Why? Why does a Jew need it? It's mamish copying the goyim of a chok isayim leisaleichu. It's, you know, the chok. It's a chok. It's not something that's been put down for a seichel. Why is techno music nice? What's enjoyable about it? Hearing a machine having hiccups. I mean, what's enjoyable about it?
Does
your answer to what you're asking about? But chok isayim leisaleichu is telling me there's no part of a Jew in this situation. Also not also, there's no part, you shouldn't have any part in it. There's a famous case of Noida Behuda was asked by a very, very wealthy Jew. He has a huge estate. Is it mutter for him to go out and hunt on his estate, or is it the Issa of Sabah L'chaim? He got to go out hunting. So it's a whole discussion, yes, Sabah L'chaim, Bal Tashkis, it's a whole discussion. He ends up with the following words. He says he doesn't understand the question. A Jew doesn't hunt. We only found hunters by Esav and by Nimrod. A Jew doesn't hunt. That's besides, a small hunter?
Yeah, it was
the people.
That's people.
And that's not called hunting. That's called whatever.
Brooklyn said small ones were the Nimrod and everything by hunters.
Okay, it could be, but we don't find any, don't find Jewish people doing that. That's not a Jewish identity, and therefore, besides what's wrong and what's right, And what's besides what's awesome, what's mutter, there's a what's wrong and what's right, what's Jewish and what's not Jewish. That's what Chuk is saying, Lei Selechu. There's a lot more for me to say. I just want to give you one idea of how warped we are by ideals and by morals of the goyim. Baruch Chofetz Chaim. If you look in Perek Yudches Pasuk Yudtes, the pasuk says, sorry, Yudches Pasuk Tes. The pasuk says, Erebas Achlischo Basavicho Basimecho, an Erebo of his sister, etc. You may not be in the Galat Erebo with her. You may not marry her, may not have relations with her. Look at Pasuk Yudtes. The pasuk says, A woman, when she's a nida, you may not come close to her to megala her erva, not have relations with her isha nida. Now, if you look in the parasha, you see that the avera for both of them has within it the einish of koris, which means there are different levels of a sermon of Torah. Obviously, an asay needs less tshuva than a lav. Malchus is less than a chorus, etc., etc., right? There's various different levels, which means a chorus punishment and a chorus punishment is the same, looked by as a kosher Baruch Hu, as the same kind of level. Is that correct?
That's fine.
They both get chorus of both. Now, imagine you have somebody in your community who married his sister, who's living with his sister, and he has children from his sister. And he knows it's wrong, but he does it. He's living with his sister. How far would this guy get amongst the social ladder? How far would he get? Would he become a president of a shul? Absolutely not. Would he even be looked at? Would he get a job? People would say, disgusting, you're a sick man. Living with your sister is sick. Imagine a person who knows it's wrong is living with a nidah. Can he become president of a shul?
Yes.
Yeah. You get an aliyah in shul probably as well. You probably do business with him. It's the same, it's a chorus. What's the difference? One society accepted as wrong, and one society accepted as right. And Jews by hook, line, and sinker, and they take everything. And they take everything from the goyim, and that's what they say. If goyim say it's right, it's right. If goyim say it's wrong, it's wrong. It's chukis seim leisei lechu. We've got to make sure that our eyes are judging things in the correct way. And if we don't, we should know we've been tarnished by the goyishu world. B'chukis seim leisei lechu. I want to finish off with one beautiful bot here.
That's big dad, bro.
Again, I'm not sure whether it's many minyan and mitzvahs as a separate lav, but it's the qualify of many, many mitzvahs. I'm not sure whether it's a separate mitzvah counting around the sefer. I think it is.
Well, the person that say that use their terminology to say certain things which you shouldn't be allowed to do.
It's awesome.
That's
it. Yeah. Yutes, yutches, leisikrim, leisito, not take revenge, not hold a grudge. I love your neighbor, I am Hashem. I just want to, I said this over last year, I think it's very, very important to realize.
Where is this from?
Perikites Pasuk Yudches. V'ahavta l'rechu kamecha. Why is it v'ahavta l'rechu kamecha? Love your friend as yourself. Say v'ahavta l'rechu. What's v'ahavta l'rechu kamecha? So number one, one has to understand that kamecha means that you first got to have love for yourself. Before you can start respecting other people, you've got to have respect for yourself. There's a man who wanted to commit suicide, and he decided just before he died, he's going to do one more mitzvah. So he went and he killed somebody else, because I have to record him. You have to have love for yourself before you can love somebody else. The first way of dealing with respecting other people is you've got to have respect for yourself. You've got to sort yourself out. You've got to sort out your issues. Don't expect you to love your friends, to love your wife, to love everything else if you are a messed up individual. You've got to first respect yourself. First, love yourself and then you can love other people. Because otherwise you'll hate everyone like you hate yourself. The most miserable bullies in the world are people who hate themselves. Hasarecha kamecha. What's ani Hashem? What's ani Hashem? The ani Hashem, I think the meaning behind this of ani Hashem means that the way to appreciate yourself is a realization that ani Hashem, that I'm Hashem of everybody. That what do I have to love about myself? Who am I? What do I have to give to society? Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. I love every single person. I put you in this world for a purpose. I put you in this world to grow and to help other people. Love yourself. The way of growing, the greatest way is to realize that we're the bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everybody else is bonim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hatarecho k'moicho ki ani Hashem, because I'm Hashem. And Zechal Golibatir, Yishbizaych Bez Hashem, to have a tikkun of standing now in the Omer, where 24,000 of the Talmid and Rabbi Kiva were killed, not because they abused each other, but actually not go kovid there, because they didn't look out to give kovid to one another. We should be zeichah to be mesakan that bet, to be mat nishem to pain.
Yeah.